Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hey everybody, Tom Hayes again, Thursday on September, what are we, 7th? Look, take a peek at the calendar, 8th. Oh my God.
Sometimes you meet
Never
somebody that blows your mind.
Booty joins us.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know what to do, but you gotta go back. Anybody seen my lady? She stood about 5'5". She had a sex little walk, the baddest thing alive. The woman that set me free, y'all, and I don't know what to do. But ooh, she was so sweet, I can't believe. I know it's wrong. I had you on mute. I'm sorry. Rudy.
Hey, all right. Welcome aboard.
We'll get it together. Well, we have to start the show. We have to start the show right. How are you, Rudy?
Good, good. We woke up today. Another day.
Right. We're here for another one. Yeah. I was at a performing myself at a theater the other night that was running Godspell, and the saying is live it day by day, and that's what we do, right Rudy?
Right. Have you heard anything from George?
Yes, yes. I spoke with him this week, and I emailed him, and he said 2 weeks he should have everything.
Oh, okay. 2 weeks.
Yep. What? 2 weeks.
When does that?
He advised me to go out and buy a hard drive, a 2 terabyte hard drive, which is way up there in terms of storage to store all of the files from the what we have already, because we've got lots of content right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. Two weeks.
We'll have that in our hand, and then we can move from there. Boy, there's a lot of stuff happening in the last few weeks.
Yeah, it seems like the buzz is finally catching on.
Yeah, well, you know, each time we add a group like the Cool and the Gang or whomever, you know, the stakes go up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. We, in fact, I contacted Gladys's manager this week.
Yeah, any luck?
At first he said, you know, she doesn't do that. She doesn't do that. He said, especially the day of the show. And I said, well, you know, if you happen to come into town before or after, I said, I would be, you know, that would, I can accommodate you that way as well. And he said, well, then he said, who have you had already? Send me a list of who you've already filmed. And of course that's quite a formidable list. So I sent them, you know, the George Clintons and the Frankie Valleys and the Cool and the Gangs and, you know, the Four Tops and the OJs, et cetera. So we'll see
that's
what he
good.
Does
that's
with that. I also.
That's a good thing. Maybe you get a bite. Maybe you got a bite. She might, when she sees those names, she might go on and do it. Just tell her you want 5 or 10 minutes. You know, something quick.
See,
I don't want to make a big thing out of it.
Yeah, that's all
you
I said. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's all. Five a quick bit. Your comments on the Sugar Shack and your experience there. That's it. If you get that, you've got a big winner. Now we got another big one. I'm trying to get this. Al Green hasn't returned the call. He's a minister. Maybe he gave up singing. And he was always a shy kid. Well, he worked for us down in Florida and a couple of times in up in Boston. He was very shy. What else? That's an interesting answer there. Who are the artists that already did it? You know, that's a good one.
Yeah, you know, he didn't just shut it down. He opened the door just enough.
Right, he opened the door just enough to continue the talks.
Exactly. And so I obliged him, and I gave him a nice list, and I also told him, I showed him the emails back and forth to Jay Leno, and... I'm showing them that we have, really big names, prospective names. So you never know.
Yeah, you never know. It's a shame we could never get that Jay Leno one. That would have been the.
Well, that's the you know, Rudy, you gotta understand. I'm lying like a snake in the grass, just waiting. I want to keep, you know, the next time I go back to Helga, his manager. I'm going to go back with, you know, quite a respectable list here.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know, I want to go back. I want to go back with a couple of big names, and that will really and just tell her, listen, we're trying to, you know, close this up. So if we could do something soon, that'd be great. We're waiting for Jay.
Right.
I'm trying to load all the chambers. I'm expecting when I go in for a shootout, I want to have a loaded gun.
Right.
You know,
all
so
right,
I mean, a big prize like him. You want to play it right. You know, you want to have the right bait.
Yeah. Any more
and,
on your order?
All I heard was the name you just mentioned. I didn't hear what you said
any more
before it.
Matter? You know, I said never
again,
knew
again,
he had a Sugar Shack musical website or something.
I don't think he does. I think he's got a Facebook. Well, no. What he did was he set up a Sugar Shack Radio Facebook page.
Wait a minute. He set up a page
where we could post things about the podcasts.
I thought that was very wrong for him doing that without me.
Yeah, exactly. And also, he took me. I used to be able to go in there and manage it, but he took me off that.
Yeah.
And he didn't
all
tell
right.
me. Yeah. Well, Susanna set up another page. I think is going to work better.
Okay. All right, so
well,
we live and let learn.
We learn and let live, whatever.
Whatever is right.
Another good thing, I put in a word to Bill Blumenwright about, I know Sinbad never performed there, but according to George Wilson, he had a conversation with Sinbad and at a Berklee School of Music function. And Sinbad said that he and Jay Leno hung out there when they were students at Emerson.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, so Blumenwright's working on that right now for me. That's tomorrow night.
Well, that's good because he would be part of the interview of students, the audience
exactly.
Participated.
Right, and again, another big name to add to the... to the list.
Right, that's it. That's true. That's true. All right, play
and,
some music, John.
Sure. Well, I got more news first. We got lots of news. I talked to Bobby Wilson Jr. yesterday.
Bobby, yeah? Is he doing
yeah,
that show?
Town, yeah, he's in town Sunday.
Sunday.
Did I lose you? Yeah. He's in town Sunday with David Ruffin Jr., Lou Rawls Jr., and the kid who sang La Bamba, Richie Valens, his brother.
Oh, Richie Valens, yeah, four of them.
Yeah.
Well, we got
and the show's an afternoon show, and he's invited us in before the show and to go into the dressing room and get the interviews.
Wilson's kid?
Yeah, Jackie Wilson's kid, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's very great. You got three of them there. All right.
Yeah.
So we got that going Sunday. And you're pending on Peaches and, Gladys Knight. And you got... Sinbad and Jay Leno, you got a lot on your plate.
I'd like to let you know I'm working, boss. I'm working.
That's good. send Billy Porter a text message. We need some help, Billy. You want to come back to the project? I bet she jumps back in.
Well, he's probably listening right now, but I don't understand. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Good luck, Billy. Of course he's listening. Of course he's listening. Billy, I don't like that move you made opening up a Facebook without my permission. Not that you need it. Let me tell him something.
Well,
when you came out to Vegas, I treated you pretty nice, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
And I don't think you should treat me without a little respect, Billy. You know where respect lies. Goodbye, Billy. I hope you have good luck
Rudy.
Here. Amen.
Yeah, and that post about Kaplan certainly wasn't complimentary either.
That was years ago. That was the same thing.
Whatever. There were a lot of adjectives in there that were not appropriate.
Yeah. Well, one, I told him, you wish you never ran into me to spit in my face.
Hey, let's play. I got an appropriate song. Here we go. I got an appropriate song. You're going to love this. This is appropriate for what we're talking about right now. Here we go.
Song at this period of time.
Exactly. You know, Rudy, this is an interesting process. We've been at this for about a year. We started filming in November last year, so we're coming up to that pretty soon. And yeah, you know, I think what we're seeing is this is a long road. This is a long march. And, you know, it'll be the ones who have the ambition and the drive and, you know, that don't get shaken by, you know, certain events and want to stay the course. I had a great talk with Jeremy Settles the other day. I guess you guys did as well.
Oh, yeah. It was a very nice guy. I was impressed, young and everything, and got a lot going for him. So I think I can't wait for you to come in and talk with him and let him look at the stuff and see what he thinks, if he can sell it or whatever.
Yeah, we had a nice talk the other night. We were on the phone for at least an hour.
No kidding. Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, and he and I agree on a lot of things. He's very impressed. I filled him in on how significant and how big this whole project is, and I think he understands a little better. But he's a talented guy, and he's got lots of connections. He's got connection to BET and to Viacom, and so he knows the outlets where we can sell this thing.
Yeah, that's what he impressed. And I also told him about the songbook. I showed him a list. We typed up a list of the songs with the artists that appeared there. I got to send you some of this stuff that we typed up. My homeworker does the computer, so I put him to work. And we come up with about 130 songs that the took like two hits from certain artists. One hit from their only big hit, you know what I did? And everything has come out pretty good. And I showed it to him, and he liked it. He says, maybe we got to get the song right. I says, yeah, I'll check with Tom on the song work. How does that song right work if you use the video
of
the song?
Well, there's a clearinghouse called Harry Fox, and they own the rights to most, enable you to license through them songs. And it's, everybody thinks it's outrageous, but it's not. You can put together a compilation.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, you can put together a compilation. Yeah, you can put together a compilation album. In other words, just what we want to do. And it cost you about five or ten cents a song. These are old songs.
Right.
So for each album, the most it'll cost us is $1. And we can sell them for $10 at least.
All right. Well, as soon as I get the list, you can call that, what is it called?
Harry Fox.
Valley Fox?
Harry. Like Harry, you know, like Harold. Harry.
F-O-X. Harold Fox. Yeah,
yep.
Harold Fox. And he owns most of the stuff, the old stuff?
I don't know if he owns it, but he's got the licensing. He has an agency that lets you license. It's like a clearinghouse.
Oh, okay. All right, so... Yep. I'm going to get a copy and I'll send it to you, and then you can work on what it costs to complete it, and then you can do the CD. You can do the CD? Yeah, we'll have a box set.
We can start on that now. We just used the Sugar Shack logo, and we could put the list of songs, maybe some pictures of the artist.
No, I already have it, Tom. I already have the list. I'll send it to you.
Excellent.
I'll send it to you. You can take a look at it. I included everybody that sang there, that I hope I didn't skip anybody, that had a record.
Great.
So we got that almost complete. And when you come out here, if this guy likes it, then we can sit down and cut a deal and make everybody happy.
Yep.
All
well,
right.
A lot of people are happy. What do you want? Another song there, buddy?
Yeah, let's hear it with a little maybe Jackie Wilson, and it's going to pick us up a little bit.
Well, I got the one you love. Here we go. Play this. This is all we
do. Do you like good music? Oh,
At least 12 albums.
I got 131. 131. Well, I have a box.
I'm there. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Rudy. Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
I got a.
Yeah.
131. So.
Yeah, so that's 13 albums, Rudy.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 apiece.
Is that considered a box set?
Yep, absolutely. Probably two box sets.
Can you put that all on one DVD?
Well, what are you talking? If you're talking CD, you mean music, the records.
CD. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the record, video.
You need 10 CDs.
Oh,
13.
And that's with the video. Can we do it with the video?
Well, we'll be able. That's a whole different game. That's a whole different game. That we got to go to places like Black Entertainment and to YouTube and try to get the rights. That's a different license.
Oh, okay. All right, but we got one license that looks pretty reasonable. I'm going to do the video license. All right. Okay, well, you take a look at everything. We'll go from there. We got to start. And we got a little pick you up higher and higher.
Oh, I knew that was coming. It's all set to go. Here we go.
Listen to the music with the words.
Your love lifted me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forever.
I'm very anxious to hear Bobby Wilson do that.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh? The music and the voice.
I know.
That's the, those are the hit records. Well, some
you
of them.
You got it. Well, David Ruffin Jr. will be there. Let's hear a little David Ruffin.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Oh, baby, let it rain. Oh, yeah, let it rain. Day in, day out, my tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. 'Cause rain's up behind my teardrops, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, baby, let it rain. Let it rain. I need a rain to the sky, the tears in my eyes. Oh, let it rain. Oh, yeah, yeah, listen. I'm a man and I got no pride. Till it rains, I'm gonna stay inside. Let it rain. Let it rain. I got tears in my eyes.
Well, no music, but an amazing record.
No music is right, but an amazing record is right. Where do you hear it, my girl?
Oh yeah.
That's,
let me see if let's see if we
more
got that.
Amazing.
Here we go.
That's more amazing.
Yeah. Let's see if we have that. Maybe. Let's check it out. Let's see if we got that here.
That's just more me.
Oh, that's not it. Let's try this one. No. No, I don't think I have that.
My girl.
feel like the genie today, Rudy. Whatever your request is, my demand.
Well, I tell you the truth, that's what's keeping me alive, I think. You know, people say, Jesus, you look good. I says, well, I got soul music in me.
It's true.
Say, you don't look 87, you don't have a wrinkle in your face. I says, oh, you got to get in with that soul music.
It's true. And we got some, you know, the way this keeps going, you get these great, you know, you're able to talk to these acts that you haven't seen or talked to in 40 or 50 years. You know, this is exciting stuff, Rudy. This is a great story.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because, you know, my daughter was telling me how somebody's been commenting beautiful stuff on the shack and everything. I said, you know, I've been to nightclubs all my life. I can't remember one incident from one thing to another. These people remember everything. They enjoyed themselves. There was one guy that says he was there every weekend, and he was a regular that they didn't charge him. They let him get in for nothing. Well, that's what we used to do. That was another policy we had. If you were there every week or every night, we didn't charge you because you didn't come in to see the act.
I was one of them. My wife and I used to come in there and nobody charged us. Sticker used to let us in.
Right. If you were a regular, they didn't charge you a penny.
Yep.
That's a formula that can't be beat. That's something that can't be beat.
No, it was like home. It was an amazing place. That was the best part of the whole week, was waiting for Friday. We used to go sometimes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
That's it.
It was just amazing.
Let's play
the last Sunday. Maybe we're going to get all three, at least three acts to interview. Lou Rawls Jr., David Ruffin Jr., and of course Jackie Wilson Jr. or Bobby Wilson. And here's Lou Rawls.
Tender like I do.
beautiful song, huh?
That's a long song, you know.
It was live.
It seemed like a very long song.
Boy, Rudy, you know, you sit and you think of, this is beautiful times playing these songs, thinking of the acts that came through that little building. Unbelievable, that little room, the amazing acts that are still, Jeremy was saying the other night, he goes, one of the miracles of this whole thing is that those acts are still performing 50 years later.
That's right. That's the most amazing thing out of it. They're still performing.
And he said,
You know what I was going to do is ask Billy Porter if he could, before this incident happened, try and stay on top of, because Lou Ragland mentioned to try and get the NAACP or whatever it is, to try and get a plaque on where the shacks was.
Yeah, we'll be able to visit that. You know, Jeremy and I had a wonderful conversation, and he understands, you know, the beauty of this. People say, well, if you know, a documentary doesn't make movies, but not this one. This is a franchise. This is just the beginning. This is just a marketing piece. This is to let everybody know what the Sugar Shack was. And we'll get this played on Netflix. We'll get this played on BET. We may even get it put on National Public Radio. And everybody will understand
right.
the brand.
Right. That will be a big hit for BET, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
They'll buy that. They'll show that. That will be a big hit for them.
Of course. This is it's a great, great story, and it's interesting that we started off with the first song is "Let's Stay Together," but since we aren't together, you're gonna miss our loving.
That's a good one.
You're gonna miss our loving. Yes, you are. In the midnight hour. What's that?
What do you got plugged up for the next tune?
Let's see.
Let's see. Your lover?
Oh, I know. I go to, in spite of everything, it's still, and I'm going to play it. Here we go. It's still a love train. Here we go. Yeah, so, Rudy, in spite of the differences, it's going to be a love train anyway.
And then you can play their other hit, Backstabbers.
Well, wait, we got a guest. We have a caller.
Oh, good.
Yeah, his name is Johnny Walker, and he just said to
Walkins.
Me, he says, I used
Johnny
to get in. Walkins, Johnny Walkins.
Yeah, what,
and he said he used to get
in.
Okay, spell it again, please.
W-A-L-T-O-N.
Walton. Okay, one of the Waltons.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Rudy, he said he used to get in for free. We were just talking about that.
Oh, he's a regular customer then. Welcome
exactly.
aboard.
Exactly. I was every single weekend and sometimes during the weekdays. I not only was a customer of yours at the Sugar Shack, but also the Swingers Club in Framingham.
Right. We had one there for a while. When the Sugar Shack closed, we moved over there for a while, but it didn't work out. The owner was too rough.
Yeah, I heard some things. Yeah, in fact, the Sugar Shack was the place for entertainment. It wasn't a stadium, it was a nightclub, but it had the atmosphere of a auditorium or a stadium because of the entertainers that you had. Hello?
Some of them were unbelievable, huh?
Sure, right, exactly. The only other place that I have seen that much entertainment was in the Fox Theater, and that was in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, the Fox and the Apollo in New York.
Exactly, and absolutely. But you had a different group or entertainer every single weekend. You had top entertainment, like no place I have ever seen or no other state that I have ever seen outside an auditorium or something.
That's true. We had the best that was around that we could handle. Even little Stevie Wonder. We had Stevie Wonder when his name was Little Stevie Wonder.
And you also had Sly and the Family Stones before they were big.
That's right. We had Sly and the Family Stone. You're right. And we had Donny Hathaway. Oh, we had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and it was one of the best shows ever.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, Billy Stewart, he had a show that was fantastic. Also, the OJs were probably the best group entertainers that you had.
Yeah, the OJs were very exciting.
And I also got to see James Brown at the Sugar Shack.
James Brown, too. Ray Charles was there. Al Green.
That one was before my time. at the Swingers Club, I think it was Smokey Robinson, the Pointer Sisters, and, But the
Shack,
I was there so much that, you know, they let us in free.
All right, my man. So,
hey, good talking
Rudy,
to you. I hope you bring something back to Boston.
Yeah. Rudy, don't let Johnny go so fast. We got to ask him about some of the memories he had. But before we do that, so Rudy, did you have Smokey out at Swingers?
No, I don't think we had him booked, but then he canceled out because Motown wanted
But that was for the Sugar Shack. That wasn't for Swingers.
Right, no, he was at the Swingers Club in Framingham.
Oh, the one in Framingham. I don't remember too good, Tom, because...
Well, guess what? Well, I want to follow up on that, Rudy, because he's going to be here in a month. He's going to be in Lynn. I'm going to follow up on that.
Oh, yeah, follow up on him because we let him out and he owed us a favor. So we might have did him over there. I don't remember too good.
Okay.
I'm approaching 90 years old. My memory is gone.
Hey, Johnny, were you under, most of the people who call in were not only getting free, but they were also underage. Were you one of the underage?
Yes. Fact, that was 16.
Oh my God! You black dudes, you
that,
know, if
I,
how were you?
My brother
were
and
you
I,
a tall guy?
My brother and I had a mustache. Everybody thought we were twins, and they thought we were older than what we were. Yeah, but I got into Basin Street. Yeah, I got into most of the clubs because I had a mustache.
That is funny, man. And you'll bet you were tall. Were you tall?
Yeah.
So
but that But I dressed like the, you know, like the older guys, and
Well, that's
I
it.
Guess
we have so much fun listening to, you know, the atmosphere in there. I mean, you know, I was thinking about it today. I was out a little early, and before we started the show, I was coming back, and I was thinking about you just the anticipation of it wasn't just the artists, but you waited to see who came in with what outfit that night.
Well, especially when it was a female group.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I'm talking about the audience, the outfits.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was, you're talking about the fashion show. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fact that my brother and I, we were known as probably Boston, two of the best dressers in Boston. That's a fact.
Well, now, did you go? There was one tailor shop that everybody visited. Was it Tony or something?
Yeah, it was Nick the Tailor. Nick the Tailor.
What was it? Nick the
Tailor.
Remember that, Rudy?
Yep.
And
I remember that we had a runway from the bar all the way to the back bar, and that wore out the carpet. Everybody used to walk up and down.
Exactly. In fact, Nick the Tailor was not only did we have the Nick the Tailor, which I could draw, so I used to draw my suits, and Nick would make it in 2 or 3 days. We also had I think it was something Hatter, and he was the one that used to make those wide brim, big, stupid looking hats. That was the style.
It was Eddie the Hatter.
Yeah, right around the corner on Essex. I think that was Essex Street.
One of them. But the sporting guys were wonderful. They used to behave, and we never had a problem in there, right?
Oh, no, you were good. No, you ran a tight ship. And in fact, you used to allow some of the guys to go out on a boat or your yacht or something at that time, they were telling me. But I was never invited. I guess I was too young.
Did you have a boat, Rudy?
Did I have a what?
A boat.
A boat?
You remember Fast. You remember Fast and what was his name? Richard Ray. They called him Fast.
Oh, yeah. I remember Fast. He was a good friend of mine.
He told me that he went out fishing or something with you at some time or at one point. Bobby James was a good friend of my older brother's.
Yeah, Bobby James, Big Daddy. You remember Big Daddy?
Bobby James, Big Daddy. And the two that like to put on a show, you must remember that was Seth and Lucky. They used to wear those peacock colors, and they like to parade up and down your floor that you where you said your carpet was worn out.
Right. They used to parade up at Foots. You remember Foots?
Sure. Oh, yeah. No, Fritz was a good friend of my family. I'm a contractor. And before he died, I did work on his house. He tried to open up a club in Dorchester, a building he had bought, but the church wound up taking it over.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Well, we got a fun time.
Did you know Alton Hardaway, Johnny?
Huh?
Johnny, did you know an Alton Hardaway?
Elton Hardaway. The last name sounds familiar. A lot of these guys had nicknames. Did he have a nickname?
Yeah. I don't know if it was his nickname. but he was in the club always too. Yeah.
Sonny Loveless that was on.
Yeah, we had Lovelace on a couple of weeks ago. Sonny Lovelace. And he was, of course, he was one of the pimps. And he had some amazing stories.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that name sounds familiar, but he was a little bit before my time. I do remember.
70s. Yeah. Yeah. And he's still kicking around.
I did know Fast.
Yeah,
older than me, but I did know Fast. And has Richard Ray ever called in?
No, we haven't heard. Could you get him to call in sometime?
I haven't seen him in years. If I do, absolutely. I surely will mention it. We'd love to
get you on film, if you're willing.
Oh, sure. I wish you had old pictures. You know, but now we have the camera phone, which we could take pictures all often. But then, you know, it would be amazing if you had some pictures of the inside of the shack or the people, the customers inside the shack, because I might be in that picture.
Well, we do. We have Sugar Shack Lil gave us a bunch of pictures, and she was the photographer. Remember her?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I remember her. Sure do.
Yeah, and so we've got some from her, and we also found out that there's actually somebody had a Super 8 camera and actually has pictures, moving pictures, of the inside.
Right?
Yeah, so we're lucky on that count, too.
Yeah.
Once we get them,
well,
they'll also be in the documentary, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. So if you're going to do the Facebook, I'm going to Facebook under John Walton. But I was known as Johnny Walton. John Walton. So if you do that, I would really like to see that.
Yeah. Well, to go to Sugar Shack Boston on Facebook, and you'll see a lot of.
No,
those
I
pictures.
Have.
You're on there. Okay.
I'm on Facebook. But
Well, we've got two Sugar Shacks. Sugar Shack Rudy Garino Boston, and then Sugar Shack. Rudy Garino's Sugar Shack. So there's a lot of pictures there. But, yeah, I mean, that was the thing. It wasn't just to go to see the acts, which were just amazing, but to go see the way that everybody – there was one guy who used to come in leather from his head to his foot, and he had a matching umbrella every the night. And I always waited for him. He was spectacular. He really knew how to strut it.
Oh, okay,
now,
so you're probably more like we're talking about Lucky. I haven't seen Lucky in years.
That's funny.
Lucky was fair complexion, and he had that long California style, and he used to wear the peacock colors. He had an umbrella. He would have an umbrella, and that's exactly who you're talking about. His name was – no, that wasn't Lucky. I'm sorry. That was Seth. I haven't seen him in years.
S-E-T-H? Yeah, S-E-T-H, is that it?
I think it was at S-A-S.
Sass, okay.
You know, it was a nickname. I mean, that's what we called him. I don't know how he spelled it, so, I mean, I'm just guessing.
Well, he was sassy. He had some sassy clothes. Let me ask you a question. How much would it cost you for a suit?
For Nick DeTerra, I think it was less than $100, if I can recollect correct. I think it was less than
$100. Yeah, but that was a lot of money in those days. How often would you buy a suit?
Back then, I would say I bought a suit damn near every weekend. I must have had about at least 7 or 8 suits from Nick DeTerra. And then after that, that style went out. We started going to movies in Boston. Yeah, instead of
so you would actually. So you're an artist. So you were able to actually draw the suit, and he would be able to construct it.
No doubt. I, my brother and I, we were probably one of the well-known guys that was going to the Shack as the when I say that, I'm talking about the generation that came after Fast. See, Fast, Sonny Lovelace. I've heard about him. He was a couple of generations before us.
Right.
Bobby James was a generation probably damn near almost before Fast. And then it was another generation of Fast, and then it was a younger group of wannabe players who was coming through. And we were among them. When we were very popular, see, Casey, you had Casey, you had the Cadillac Eldorado that was in the movie Superfly. That was actually, they rented the car from him.
Is that right? So would they take it all the way out to Hollywood, did they? Or?
No, remember the movie Superfly?
Yeah, yeah, but where was that filmed? That wasn't filmed in Boston, was it?
It was filmed in New York, but somehow they...
Well, they drove it
KC.
Down there. Okay.
Yeah, they rented the car from KC to do the movie.
I mean, there were some amazing cars out in front.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There was
a lot
of waste of money there.
What year did you start going there?
I was down there... I would say the late 80s to the early 90s, all the way up until the end.
70s. 60s, and it was the 60s and 70s, so late, must have been 70s you were in there.
70s.
And then it went
okay,
out to
late,
swingers.
70s to the late 70s, what did I say, 80s? Yeah, 70s I think it was almost to the 80s, right? And then,
well, like swingers, how long did swingers go, Rudy?
Oh, not long. Cesar Tamayo owned the place, and he was very rough to deal with.
Oh, okay.
So we just...
Yeah, well...
We just got...
Yeah, so you... What was your favorite act?
The favorite act... I would say it was the OJs. It was probably the best group entertainers. And they really put on a show. The OJs put on a dynamite show. And I really like the single artist, I would say Billy Stewart. Billy Stewart had a sound system with the echo chamber or whatever device that was that used to make that. And he had a voice. Billy Stewart had a voice that just penetrated and just the whole building. He had an incredible voice.
Yeah, he had that big hit. Summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
How about
the Dells? Did you ever get to see the Dells?
Sure. They put on a great performance. The Dells, I saw Eddie Kendricks down there. Eddie Kendricks, he always seemed to have lost his voice. His pitch was so high. Sometimes nothing. And not only that, I've seen him in the Garden, the Boston Arena, James Brown. Of course, James Brown was the number one performer of all times. The man worked like he was incredible. He worked so hard. I've seen him from here to Detroit to New York. He's got to be the best before Michael Jackson. So I've seen some of the best entertainment. I mean, I've been to many states, and I went to the Fox Review in Detroit. Unlike the Apollo in Detroit, the Fox Theater would give you the Temptations, Gladys Knight, Diana Ross, and the Supremes, the Four Tops, and that was only $5. So, I mean, that was the best, but that was a stadium, auditorium. But as far as it being in a nightclub scene, there was nothing like the Sugar Shack or even the Swingers Club for that show at the time. You never had that amount of value of entertainers as the Sugar Shack, as Rudy had. it was no place that I have ever seen. I've been in New York, and I've never seen anything like that. The Sugar Shack had different entertainment every single week, and I used to wonder, as a younger person, how was he able to book so much entertainment and on a constant basis? It was just every week, and Rudy had a different group there.
Yeah, you know, it was. We've interviewed the OJs and Duke from the Four Tops and George Clinton, and we always ask the same question. You had these great hit records, and you still came back to the Sugar Shack, and they all said, we had to. It was family.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing. It's no place like it. It's never going to be another place like it. It was the worst thing in the world for what happened, for whatever reason it closed. It was just,
Nothing ever before or after.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying to Rudy this spring, you know, there was a beautiful spring day, and I said, geez, you know, I used to think on a night like that, I live in South Boston now, but I grew up in Roxbury. I said, to think that you could get in your car in less than 10 minutes, be downtown, and catch Ray Charles for a couple of sets for two or three bucks. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Yeah,
you know,
it was incredible.
Do you remember? Do you remember the Funkadelics, George Clinton, down there?
Oh, sure. One of them used to wear the baby diaper costume, whatever. It was nuts. Yeah, sure. But they put on the end of the show.
Yeah, I've seen it all.
I was there. I could tell you it was, and also to reemphasize the fact that there was no incidents, no shootings, no nothing inside the shack. It was, you know, you can go there, you can wear your jewelry, you were comfortable, okay, and you weren't worried about, you know, the problems we're having today.
But there were problems then that they were outside. They were on the street, but nothing down inside.
Exactly. They had enough respect for Mr. Rudy that when they came in his place, they acted like they're supposed to.
Well, we try to treat everybody with respect, and when you treat people with respect, you earn the respect back.
You did, yeah. You absolutely, no doubt about it. Yeah.
You know the amazing thing, John. Yeah. What you know? That's the thing, Johnny. Is anybody who ever went there, whether they went once or a thousand times, everybody came away with the most unforgettable experience.
Absolutely. I really appreciate what Mr. Rudy, I'm going to say Mr. Rudy, what he had, what the entertainment and the atmosphere and the see groups that it would just take years to see, or you could only something you could only see at the Boston Arena or Boston Garden or any other arena or outside of Boston, but you would have never gotten to see the volume of the entertainment that he provided.
Thank you, Rudy, John.
I know you got to go, Johnny.
Right,
we're going to be in touch. I've got your number. We want to get
terrific.
You. I'd love to get you on film. And if you have any old pictures, that'd be fantastic of you and your brother.
Yeah, I'm going to try. There's a couple of people that might have them, and if they do, I'll let you know for sure. And I appreciate you and giving me a chance to talk. Again,
yes,
really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure having you aboard.
Thanks, and be a frequent caller. Don't be bashful. We're here every Thursday.
Okay, great. Terrific. All right, thanks again. Take care,
guys. Thank you, Johnny. All right, appreciate that.
Take care. Let's go with the
Rudy. Well, Rudy,
we
did it again, Rudy.
Yeah, let's go with the Sugar Shack bow out.
Okay, another great show. Every week there's a surprise, isn't there, Rudy?
Right. Well, thanks, Susanna, for that one.
Yeah, she's a little tiger, that kid. She's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going to do our traditional sign-off.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the track, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. There's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yeah, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. Ah, but one of these days I'm gonna lay down tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, oh, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to our Sugar Shack. Yeah, 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 our Sugar Shack.
Well, Rudy, we keep on going.
We keep on buzzing, Tom.
Okay, we're here for the long haul. I can't wait till this materializes. We'll have the films in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to plan a trip out to Las Vegas and hang out with Jeremy. We're going to get the storyline down this weekend. Let's keep on top of every Sunday. I told Susanna, call Al Green till you get him. And, and don't forget, we've got to go down and get...
No. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Can you imagine the stories like I told my daughter that these people talk about? They went to arenas, Boston Garden, big events,
right,
to see these stars. They all came to the Sugar Shack. It's unbelievable.
Rudy, it was a miracle. A miracle what you did. There was no other place in the world. I told you. I was in Rome with my now ex-wife. And I said, we went to the Colosseum. We went to St. Peter's. We went up to Florence. We went to Venice. And I said to her, okay, I want you to tell me now, what's the most unique place we ever went to? And she looked at me and said, the Sugar Shack. the wonders of the world could not compare. It was a wonder of the world.
You know, what I'm trying to say is when you were there, you were entertained. When you go to the Coliseum, you look at a visual thing. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you were entertained. You, like I say, you got a floor show, a fashion show. You got excitement.
Yeah,
you got
the fashion show. You got everything, a combination of everything that worked. From college to nice fellas to hitmen to all kinds of places. The FBI
was the movie set.
Everybody
was set.
Yeah, the FBI was there almost every night.
Well, it's like I told you that Yeah, I told you the opening scene is going to be the water hole in the in Africa, in the Serengeti, with all of the animals coming down. And when they're there, nobody bites each other. They all come down to get a drink, and nobody eats each other. That's the rules. As long as you're here at the watering hole. When you go back in the jungle, anything happened. But not as long as you're down at the watering hole.
That's a good one. All right, my friend, we'll sign off with God bless, good luck, and good luck to all the bad people out there.
All right, Rudy, love you, man. We'll talk to you. I'm signing off with a little more of that sugar stick. All right, everyone, thanks again. A great show.
There's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks. And everybody calls it the sugar shack. Well, it's just a coffee house